If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
What is the most hated holiday treat? You can text your guests to 92925. So the holidays, I mean, I guess we're in it, right? Christmas Eve is 1 week exactly from today. Yep. It's going to be a lot of good food and drinks around the holidays, hopefully. And there are also those polarizing treats that about 90% of people do not touch or they completely despise, yet they always make an appearance at Christmas time.
Yeah, every family has their tradition. I mean, for us, we have fruitcake on the table because my dad likes it. But
why?
I don't know. Because he's old school and he's from Ireland and I guess it's an Irish tradition.
Fruitcake is disgusting. And I am confident that my mom uses the same fruitcake every year. Like, it just makes an appearance. It sits there on the counter. Nobody touches it. Nobody eats it. And then there's one again next year. And I don't know why.
Does she make it herself?
No.
Or she boxes it? Okay.
She buys it.
If you had like homemade fruitcake, it's different. My girlfriend's mother makes it.
You know?
No, I've had homemade ones before too.
Okay. Well, Pentatone never takes the cake from No pun intended, takes the cake from me. I just don't know. I met someone yesterday actually who says that he absolutely enjoys it. He will eat half a Pentatone cake at once and just loves every bite of it.
That's the problem with Pentatone is that you put cake on the end of it, and it is why I have trust issues also. I remember the first time someone gifted me a Pentatone.
Right?
And I was like, oh, this is delicious. I think there was chocolate in this one because there's chocolate sometimes.
Lucky girl.
Like, oh my gosh, a cake. This is going to be. Then I put it in my mouth, and it is this like really dry bread like substance that will not dissolve.
No, I know. With candies that are, or with the fruits that are so dried and so hard, you can break a tooth on it.
They need to put a warning on the box that says, this will not taste as good as it looks.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even close.
Exactly. A lot of people are saying gingerbread cookies on our text line. I like a good gingerbread cookie.
Nice.
Yeah.
For me, it would be, and don't hate me for this, it would be cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's Thanksgiving as well, but we have it with anytime we have turkey, which is Thanksgiving and Christmas. I can't stand cranberry sauce.
You can't have turkey without cranberry sauce?
Yes, you can.
I've literally never heard of anyone that says that they don't like cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah.
You are the first.
It.
Congratulations.
It's awful.
The canned stuff is the best. It like just stays a big...
Well, we disagree
big,
on that one.
And, I know. Because there's lots of sugar in that one. That's why people
that's
like the canned stuff better.
True.
So it's just like drizzling sugar all over your turkey dinner. And I wouldn't do it any other way. Any other way. I offended someone by saying fruitcake is disgusting.
Well, one of the few.
It's just, the only reason I said that, though, is because fruitcake is disgusting. That's why I said that. That's the problem.
Fact.
So far, the top foods that have come up. Fruitcake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Panettone.
Mm-hmm.
Which people are fiercely defending on our text line as well.
Yeah.
This one says, hey, Nikki, sorry to break it to you, but if someone gifted you a dried up panettone, they gave you last year's leftovers. It was an old boss of mine.
Because they didn't want it to begin with, so it just keeps perpetuating.
She said good panettone is moist and delicious.
Panettone is how re-gifting was invented.
What else are people saying on our text line at 92925?
Yeah, we've got a few texts that said candy canes. People are not big, and I'm agree with that. I don't like candy canes either.
Well, they're just kind of there. It's not like I dislike them. Like, if you put it in my mouth, I wouldn't say get it out.
Yeah.
But, but they're just there, and they're not the greatest, and there's normally a plethora of them, so
they're overrated.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's too many.
I was surprised that a couple people even said the Christmas Yule logs, those delicious chocolate Christmas log cakes.
Oh, they're so good.
What shocked me is the people saying, like, stovetop dressing, the dressing in a box. That is my favorite thing. I've never had a homemade stuffing or dressing that tasted as good as stove.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, you don't mess with a good thing.
Oh, it's always so dry, though.
No, and I have many friends who are, even my friends who are like Martha Stewart in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're making everything from scratch. Everything is, like, caramelized, mm-hmm. and carrots are delicious. Everything's so delicious. They say you still don't mess with a good thing, and they go with stovetop because it's so good.
Stovetop.
All right, Chantal, you actually have something to say about fruitcake, right?
Let it out.
Go ahead.
I love fruitcake. I get it every year for Christmas. I ask for it.
And you eat it? Like, you use it as food? It goes in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, so you're the one.
I thought it was like a door stopper or something, because they're very heavy. They're very heavy.
No, it's awesome.
Have you ever tried this? Somebody texted in and said that fruitcake is really good with butter on it. I've never heard of anyone putting butter on it.
No.
Oh, that, now it's gross.
Butters on anything.
Okay, what about panettone? You like that?
I like that.
Okay.
Right. I prefer fruitcake over the panettone, though.
Okay. What do you hate at Christmas time? Is there a food that everybody loves that you despise?
Cranberry sauce.
Yes! It's gross.
Oh, God. You just made him feel so much better.
Back in his good books.
Chantal, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Same to you all, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much. This would totally offend my mom, but she makes this like disgusting cherry dip too. It's like cherries in a jar, those cherries.
What is maraschino cherries?
Oh, yeah, maraschino cherries, and it's like cream cheese and all this stuff, and then I watch people put it on crackers, and I feel like they're from another planet.
Your
it's so gross.
Mom. What does your mom make that you like?
I'll get back to you on that one. I'll get back to you. All right, the most hated Christmas treat of all time. We did get some guesses for this at 92925. The answer is, and my grandfather growing up to this day, actually, he makes it fresh on Christmas Eve every year, like gets the blender out and everything. It is eggnog.
Oh, yes.
Eggnog, the most despised Christmas treat. You don't like it.
I had eggnog for the first time 2 or 3 years ago, and I could not wait to get it out of my mouth. It was so gross. The consistency, the sugariness, the creaminess, all of it. I did not want any of it.
Was there rum in it?
No. Ooh, oh, yeah. Oh, you're right.
Changes some things, the rum.
Oh, I'll give it a second chance.
I love a good cup of nog. It's the best. Like, I'll sip it all day.
How much could you possibly have?
I'll have a carton on Christmas Day.
Oh,
yeah. I'll just sip it all day long with some nutmeg on the top.
That sounds great for your digestion. Guzzling milk all Christmas Day. You know, I'm right in between you guys. I see how it could be an acquired taste.
Right.
But I grew up, like, we did That's drink it from a really young age. So I grew up, I'll normally have like a little bit, nowhere near a carton. And now it has to be made with almond milk because I can't digest dairy. So it's a big thing. It's a big thing. It is. All right. Thank you so much for all of your guesses and texts this morning at 92925. Our text line has now become a battle of the stovetop.
Yes,
some people are saying stovetop in the stuffing in a box is delicious. Other people are saying you really need to try better stuffing.
Jury split.
All right. Yeah, that's a conversation for another day.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Do you get a Christmas bonus from work? You can text us this morning at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. And we got a text from Amanda. And she said that her boss mentioned that he was going to be giving Christmas bonuses this year.
Nice.
Which she thought was great and was very nice. Friday, they get cards with their Christmas bonuses inside. She opens it up. Uh-huh. It's a $50 bill. And she said, she said in her text that it was insulting. She said she would have preferred nothing at all. The only thing I can kind of compare that to is a friend of mine who's a hairdresser. And she says when people would leave like a loonie or something like that, it was insulting. Like, leave nothing leave me a tip for my service. So I think that's sort of what Amanda is thinking. Like, that's how much you think I'm worth.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. If you're going to give us something that we can be excited about. Give us something that, you know, exactly like you said, that we're worth. Show us that you're appreciative of all the work that we've put in through the year. And if all the stuff that we've done is worth $50 to you, then I'm good with nothing.
Well,
it's fine.
A lot of people are texting at 92925 and they're saying she's lucky she even got anything. This one says, I work for a really big company and we got nothing. No bonus, no gifts, no Christmas party.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know. I mean, sometimes departments give out bonuses even when they're not supposed to, and bosses will take money out of their budgets just to go above and beyond and give a bonus, and you have to give, you know, the same bonus in that case to everyone, and we forget that there may be hundreds of employees that are receiving the same gift, and so it's easy to overlook. But at the same time, you know, sometimes bosses don't have to give out bonuses, and they take money out of their budgets to do so. So that notion is
I saw
humble.
This amazing story. A boss in Baltimore last week, he spent $10 million on bonuses. The average, it's not the same for every employee because employees are at different levels,
of course,
too.
Yeah, of course, majority.
But the average bonus that the employees got at this real estate firm, $50,000. Like, how generous is that?
That's life changing for some people.
Of course.
For most, for everybody. Like, for most people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, you're not quitting your job, but maybe you're paying off a mortgage or whatever.
Paying off a lot of debt. A lot of people are talking about gift cards on our text line as well at 92925. See, I don't think a gift card is a bonus. I think that's a gift. I think there's a difference.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think a bonus is money, like a bonus on top of your salary, and that gift cards, because I have friends who got gift cards too, but they didn't necessarily see it as a bonus. It was just a nice Christmas gift, a nice gesture from their employer.
A lot of companies do gift cards or whatever, because for them, it might be a client of theirs. So they're actually saving money by giving away gift cards or gifts or whatever.
I just think the most unnerving thing about receiving, like getting shafted on a bonus, is the fact that you still have to be appreciative and, you know, say thank you and pretend like it's really nice of them, even though you feel like, well, I mean, you can't
not
say thank you.
Well, when you sign a contract for a job, there is a salary. you know, that you signed for and that you agreed to work for. Yeah. So if your boss goes over and above and gives you more than that, I think it deserves like at least a thank you.
No, but really all you want to tell him is, really, this is the best you can do?
No, I mean,
you can-
some people are grateful.
I don't know if you can call it a bonus, though. I mean, usually bonuses are a percentage of your, they're taxable and it's a percentage of your salary.
Well,
I mean, to give it arbitrary.
$50 is still a percentage of her salary. That
I guess.
Is true. But she doesn't have to pay tax on it, so that kind of makes it a gift. I think the mistake the boss made here was calling it a bonus.
Yeah.
Had he just given out Christmas cards with $50 in
just
it?
Call it a gift. And someone on our text line also mentioned, I don't know if this is true or not, but that any gift over $50 is taxable. Yeah. So they make sure to give you just the maximum amount that isn't necessarily taxable. Oh,
okay. I thought it was $100 in Quebec, but I could be wrong. Sylvie, what do you get from your boss at Christmas time?
We always receive a half day, actually, off work, and this enables us to be able to do our final Christmas shoppings and do the preparations for Christmas time.
That's so perfect.
A half day that you can use whenever you want?
It's actually the 2 weeks before the holiday season.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's really, it's amazing. Everybody loves it.
And you'd prefer that over $50?
Yes.
Yes. I'll take that.
And time is, it's not hard to see that time is
precious,
right?
Yeah.
It's so precious in time. You can't put money on that.
Yeah. Does every single person in the company take the Friday, the half day on the Friday, so nobody's there on the last Friday?
No, it's actually, it's span, it's like a,
really?
Within a 2 week span, and then you get to choose your day, your half day that you wish to take.
You got to take the Friday.
Cool.
Sylvie, thank you so much for texting, and thank you so much for listening. Happy holidays.
Thank you. To you too as well.
Thank you
for your wonderful show.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day. So a few texts at 9295. This is actually what my mom's fiance gets too from his boss, is a turkey. But somebody said a frozen turkey. Yeah.
Is that a good bonus or a bad? I mean, turkeys are expensive.
Everybody needs a turkey at Christmas time, I guess.
Assuming you have the space in your freezer.
Well,
what
if you take the STM to work? You're lugging around a big turkey and it's leaking turkey juice. And
all right. I told you I would tell you the average bonus. That people receive. And from what I can see on our text line at 92925, not a lot of people receiving bonuses these days. That's not happening. What would you guess the average amount is?
Maybe like a couple $1,000.
No, wrong.
I would have guessed like $100, couple $100.
No way.
No,
$858
is the average holiday bonus.
That's pretty good.
Before tax or after tax?
But remember, these are the bonuses. Like these are not the gifts, not the little gift cards and that kind of thing that we're talking about. But as far as people who work in a place where they get bonuses over the holidays, $858. So if you're above that, you're doing really well.
That seems pretty good to me. I would take it.
Thanks for all your texts this morning at 92925. A lot of people are shaming Amanda, saying she should be grateful for anything she gets. Amanda, we love you. I understand your frustration.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.